Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. I believe in my heart that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Tom Palladino, a scalar energy researcher with 25-plus years of developing healing techniques designed for pathogenic infections and practices stemmed from Hieronymus, Morey, Priori, and Nikola Tesla, which focus on harnessing energy that is not part of the electromagnetic spectrum. Welcome to the show, Tom. How are you doing?
I am well, Sorontos. Pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you for being on our show tonight. This is a little bit different for us, but I'm curious to hear a little bit about you and expose you to the audience.
Okay. Well, thank you. Without further ado, I'm working with energy instruments, and we'll get into that, and we'll explore this new branch of science that we call scalar energy.
Tell us a little bit, Tom, how you got down this path. What got you intrigued?
You know, the first scalar energy scientist was Nikola Tesla. Now, what do I mean by that? There's two energies. We observe electricity, the electromagnetic spectrum. That's valid, obviously. There's another energy spectrum, scalar energy. And Tesla was the first man to develop these scalar energy instruments that controlled this other energy spectrum, scalar energy.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
To follow that lead, if you will, a scalar energy career as opposed to a career in electrical engineering. So I am a scalar energy researcher, and I'm trying to bring to the attention to the world that there is another energy spectrum. It's another dimension, actually, Sorontos, and this is just incredible.
Very interesting. What do you think the average person knows about this, or I guess probably the more likely, what do they not know?
Yeah, I think everybody's an expert, and they don't realize that they're an expert. Scalar energy is sunlight. It's a different form of sunlight. It's not, again, electricity or magnetism. So many people over millennia have recognized scalar energy as chi, prana, om, consciousness. So this is the other energy that so many cultures have embraced. And now we're simply defining that and giving a scientific name to it, such as zero-point energy or scalar energy. There is consciousness. There is this intelligence of the universe. That's what I'm working with, Sorontos. It's the intelligence of the universe, scalar energy. And that's what really grips my imagination, this new opportunity with this new energy spectrum.
Yeah, it's fascinating. So before we get into some of the healing aspects, tell us a little bit about, if you could, one sentence, what benefit would this be to the average person that is going about their day saying, hey, I'm fine, you know, I work, I play hard, I work out, you know, whatever. What's the one thing, if you could explain to them, that they really should think about doing this or trying it?
Sure. There are many benefits. What I've discovered with scalar energy instruments is we're able to control molecular forms. We're able to actually break down a virus or a toxin or a fungus. So how does this benefit people? You know, what would people derive from this? The ability of a scalar energy instrument to break down and eradicate pathogens, germs, and to do so in a painless fashion because we're working with energy. This is non-physical. It's energy. It's light. And in so doing, this opens up a new avenue, if you will, for approaching microbial disease.
Do you think there's a benefit to people with chronic illnesses, things that conventional doctors aren't quite sure how to treat?
Yes, I do. I believe eventually scalar energy will be a new tool in the tool shed, if you will, of conventional medicine. And I might not be alive to see that transition, but it is a new and emerging science. And do I think that this can help people with chronic disease conditions, I sure do.
Okay, and I think you mentioned that you offer some free treatments on your website, which we'll go through in a little bit, but how many treatments does it take for the average person to see a benefit?
Usually within 2, 3, 4 days, people say that they feel a benefit. And the reason I feel so strongly about that, when you're working with energy, energy dictates nature, so to speak. Energy is the first cause. It's the cause, and the result, the effect is sound health. So when I'm working with a scalar energy instrument, I have a control or per se mastery over a germ, a microbe. And in so doing, if we can eradicate a microbe on day one, on the first day of a session, thereafter, people will say that they feel better, that they experience a shift in their health. So within 2, 3, 4 days, many people say they feel some benefit, even though it's hard to really pinpoint because it's energy and we work with the entire quantum body, so to speak, and it's a new science. It's hard for people to say exactly why they feel better, but most people say that they do feel some type of improvement.
Okay, and then the average person, how many sessions do they get? Do they get like 5 sessions, 30?
Sure. Well, when people go to our website, in order to prove to the world that there is merit to this, we offer 15 days of free session. So anybody in the world can visit the website, sign up for 15 days of free session. Every day I work with people and I eradicate, if you will, microbes or pathogens from their quantum body. We have another process in which we can balance the 7 chakras or the brain waves. And the third modality, we're able to actually create the molecular bonds, if you will, create or assemble micronutrients. So over the course of 15 days, we, number one, eradicate pathogens. Number two, we balance the chakras. And number three, we can actually create, form, or assemble, if you will, micronutrients. All of that is done with a scalar energy instrument, and people do not have to make any effort. We do all the work through instrumentation.
Okay, and then my next question that I think people are going to want to know, this instrumentation, can this be done virtually, or does it have to be a physical, you know, you got to be in the room?
Yeah, it is done virtually, to answer your question. So what am I getting at? With this new science, we're picking up energy fields on photographs of people and animals, meaning what? People will email us a photograph and we will begin the 15-day free session. And by working through your energy field on a photograph, we send the energy into your force field or into your energy signature found on the photograph. So there are no in-person sessions. So this is the new science that we're entertaining, in which we never work with biological life. We work with quantum life, or we work with the quantum intelligence, and that the medium, the portal that we work through, is a photograph of a person or an animal.
Okay. What is the most common criticism, or what's the most common complaint that you hear about this that kind of makes you roll your eyes?
People have been very accepting. 20, 30 years ago, it was difficult to catch people's attention. Now the world is aware that there is energy all around us, and many people are at least willing to try the 15-day session. So I would say that people have been quite accommodating in the past 5, 10 years, as opposed to when I started this 30, 35 years ago, people just did not understand. There are doubters, and I understand, you know, I have to prove this technology, and that's what I'm trying to do. But I will say that the world has changed significantly in the past 5 to 10 years. Many people are accepting this new branch of physics, if you will.
Yeah. And do you think, in your experience, do people need touch-up sessions, like once they get their initial series? Do they need something to keep their chakra or their energy at a balanced, healthy state, like once a month, once every quarter? Like, what's that about?
Usually what I experience after people are treated by way of their photograph, say, within 2 or 3 months, they'll come back to us and they'll say, look, sign me up. I would like to have a maintenance program, so to speak. So I don't think it's necessary that people practice this 365 days a year. We offer 30-day sessions, and so being, people can sign up just for a month, experience the benefits, and then go off the program. The key is this, Sarantos, people have to make their decision. This is their quantum body. This is their quantum health, so to speak. And as a new branch of science, I have to rely upon the feedback or the firsthand experience of people. So to answer your question, no, you do not have to be on this day in, day out. You do not have to practice this 365 days out of the year. And that's why we let people come and go as they please. And the sessions are for 30 days, and we allow people to make that decision. That's their unilateral decision.
Okay. Have you ever had a client or patient that it didn't work on?
No, and I'll tell you why. It's energy. It's fundamental. In some way, it will always benefit a person. We're working with a first cause or a primal force in nature. And scalar energy as a primal force in nature will always produce a salubrious effect. So some people have a greater response, a more significant response, but nonetheless, when we are working with energy, the process always works. Energy is fundamental.
Yeah, okay. What is the most common benefit that you see? Is it people that have a certain illness, a certain psychological syndrome, a certain infectious kind of entity? Like, what is the most common thing that you've seen?
Yeah, it really depends on the individual. So it's hard to pinpoint one condition, but I will say this. When I'm working with these high-powered instruments, I can sense, if you will, or people can sense within the immediate session, one day session, that their attitude changes, because a scalar energy instrument has an immediate, profound influence upon their brainwaves and their seven chakras. So on day one, we see immediate results with people's attitude, their disposition. People tell me that day one, they will start to sleep a more meaningful and what I would consider an uninterrupted sleep. Now, frankly, how do I do that? Well, I don't do that. It's the energy. Scalar energy will balance the seven chakras, will balance our brainwaves, so that on day one, we can have a deep sleep. Now, that is one of the significant signs, one of the signs that, yes, we're seeing an immediate response. Another immediate response would be, say, somebody would have sinus infection or they would have some type of bacterial infection. Within a day or two, we see that infection or that their sinuses are starting to clear. Why? Because working at this fundamental level, again, we're working with a primal force in nature. Scalar energy allows us to have what I would consider a control, a mastery over microbes, germs. And on day one, we see this eradication of these germs, these microbes. And within a few days, people say that they feel better, that they experience this shift or some type of cleansing, some type of microbial pathogenic cleansing. So again, if you will, working with this primal force in nature, we don't have to wait for a long period of time. The action, the energy is an instantaneous action. Hence, we see immediate results, and many people can pick up and can ascertain those immediate results.
Is there someone that mentored you or taught you this technique or the roots of it?
It was a man by the name of Galen Hieronymus. I never met him. I met his wife. He was an American inventor with scalar energy instruments, and this Hieronymus approach, if you will, that was my mentoring. And that's a great question, because this is not taught by academia. It has to be passed on from generation to generation. This is, if you will, presently a rather arcane subject. And with that in mind, you have to learn from the masters, from my predecessors. And I learned from Nikola Tesla in theory and Hieronymus in practice. And this is, if you will, the trajectory that we're observing right now with this new science. It's really, if you will, a closely held science by a few researchers, men who've devoted their life to this arcane, this esoteric approach. I'm trying to make it mainstream. Now, that's my point. But, you know, that in and of itself takes time.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and again, just to kind of be clear for the fans, the one thing that I kind of hear, you know, when you look at some of the alternative options, people are like, well, breast cancer can be treated with green tea. You don't need conventional medicine. It sounds to me like you're a complement to conventional medicine. You're not telling people not to take...
That's correct.
You know, not to have surgery or take antibiotics for something, but you're trying to supplement or help further, correct?
Yes, exactly. Well put. I don't want to compete against anybody. And to be very candid, this is a new science. Scalar energy is a new science. So it's not designed to replace or compete with any existing modality. And I have to be very clear. I am working only with your quantum field. Remember, there is no in-person session. With these instruments, a scalar energy instrument accesses your energetic being by way of your photograph. So this is the new science of scalar energy, in which we're not working with people, we're working with your energy dimension, or we're working with your energy signature. It's quite distinct. It is not conventional medicine.
Yeah. And again, kind of the elephant in the room, how effective or your instruments, are they instruments that are thousands of dollars, millions of dollars? Like, how do we know that those are conveying to Chicago or Russia or
right,
wherever you're aiming them at? Because that's probably one of the most common things you hear, I'm sure.
Exactly. They're custom-built instruments. It's a laboratory that's taken me years to perfect. I don't sell the instruments, and I don't think I'll ever sell the instruments. I'm not in a position to do so. My point is to present this new science to mankind. So right now, having limited funds and the limited ability with my laboratory, I only can offer the service to mankind. I'm in no position to mass produce this.
Okay. And are these, how do you know that they're actually going to wherever you're aiming them, you know, changing the energy around the world?
You're right. You're right. We don't. And the only way we can prove this, there is no scientific protocol, Sorrentos. So that's the bottom line. There is no existing protocol. It's never been done before. Let me repeat that. My process is new. It's never been done before. And so with that in mind, all we have is the before and after results. I have to rely upon people's testimonies. And I would say that their testimonies are the beginning body of evidence. Even though it's anecdotal, it's still some type of evidence. Now, what am I getting at? Well, after I work with people, say with the herpes virus, many people report to me that, Tom, I no longer have the symptoms of herpes. And if some of those people get a test result for herpes, all of those tests come back, Sorrentos, negative, no viral load for the herpes virus. Now, you cannot prove what I'm doing by way of conventional physics, because this is not conventional physics. So with this new physics, we need new testing and we need a new protocol. So right now, I only can rely upon how people feel and their feedback. That's the body of evidence.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. What other than the stuff we've kind of talked about as we're closing down here, the last question I'm going to ask you before I want you to share your contact info and that kind of stuff, what do you see is the most common question you get about this that we haven't talked about already?
You know, many people, they'll view my website and they'll see thousands of testimonies. And many people will say, Tom, we read the testimonies. Why isn't this mainstream? And my answer is because the world still has to be educated. Frankly, I'm the only person in the world with this approach. I'm the only person in the world with this type of technology. And with that in mind, a great deal of research has to be conducted. And there has to be a grassroots movement to demand this type of quantum healing. It is unique. It is specific to the type of instruments that I'm working. And many people are now starting to believe in the testimonies, but you know the big, if you will, the big issue is why, if this is so effective, why isn't this being promulgated around the world? Well, for the simple answer, people just don't know. They're not educated. They're not aware. They're not aware as to this new science.
Yeah, I get it. Can you share with the fans your website? Anything, you know, where they can get in touch with you, any of that contact information you want to share?
Sure. The website is scalarlight.com. Visit the website. Anybody in the world can sign up for the free sessions. Again, you're going to send email us your photograph. We work exclusively by way of a person's photograph. So scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R. You can send in photographs of your family and include your pets. Many times you'll see an improvement in the health and the lifestyle, if you will, of your pet. And that might be proof to you that this works, because if you see an improvement in the disposition of your dog or cat, obviously your dog or cat is not aware that they're being treated with scalar energy. And many people are convinced that there is some merit to this quantum healing if their pet responds favorably.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't, that's something you definitely can't BS. So that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts, Tom? This has been very fascinating. Anything you want to share that I haven't asked or that you might have forgotten to share?
No, I appreciate the audience, Sorontos. And the key is this, people. If this indeed isn't a valid science, then you will see this play out in the years to come, and it will be evidenced by the results that people have. You know, let's just keep in mind, scalar energy is an energy that's not accepted by academia. Some people call that chi or prana. And it will be the results, it will be the advantageous results, if you will, that people experience. It will be the testimonies of people that will carry the weight of this science over the next few years.
Awesome. All right, Tom, I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So to any listeners out there, please feel free to check out his website, and thank you for spending a little time with us tonight. I hope your own unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorontos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing people share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. And tonight, I thought it'd be appropriate, I'm going to leave you with one of my meditation instrumentals called Here and Now. It features the guitar in G major, and this song is going to make you feel like you're living in the here and now. Have a great night, everyone. I love you guys.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.